From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The UN Secretary General calls it ethnic cleansing. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in her country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said yesterday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
Apparently, some price gouging is going on as well for those who are fleeing to cross the river between Myanmar and Bangladesh, this woman said, bit out a hefty chunk of what little money she had. She said it took 5 days going over hill after hill to reach here, but while crossing the river, some boatman took so much money, as much as they can from someone, some people 2,000, some people 3,000. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border fleeing a violent military crackdown. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Director Elaine Duke issued the directive yesterday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other agencies. The U.S. says it will give Kaspersky an opportunity to address its concerns. This is VOA News.
We were here and we were in a big house on the ocean, which we thought was going to be safe because it was three stories, and the house basically caved in. I mean, we barely made it.
The man and his family, survivors from Hurricane Irma. President Donald Trump is planning a visit today to visit, first of all, Naples on Florida's west coast, which was directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. He's already declared the state a major disaster area, a move that speeds up the release of federal funds. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We have a lot of requests. Disaster tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel and equipment, and incident management teams. Military watercraft and aircraft with the capability to move fuel from the mainland to the Keys at Marathon. And a military vessel like a Marine or Navy ship to sustain shuttle operations and complete ship-to-shore missions.
Officials say restoring power is their top priority. As of late Wednesday afternoon, about 33% of Floridians still had no electricity, down from the more than 60% who had been left without power just after the storm passed earlier this week. It's becoming clearer that the future of 800,000 undocumented young people who moved to the U.S. as children will be almost impossible for the U.S. Congress to separate from a larger, even more contentious debate over comprehensive immigration reform. House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi faced that formidable obstacle as they met Wednesday night in a first attempt to hammer out a permanent legislative solution to the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program, rescinded last week by President Donald Trump with the expectation that Congress could find a fix. In the meantime, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he will continue to fight in a lawsuit for those affected by the decision to end the program.
I'm not going to put up with it. The governor sure as hell is not going to put up with it. These folks aren't going to put up with it. It's not right.
Republicans said it would be impossible to find a permanent fix to DACA recipients while failing to resolve the status of the nearly 12 million undocumented people now living in the United States. U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those names in the suit are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned. None of them have been accused of doing anything wrong. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting today in London with British and French officials to discuss increasing pressure on North Korea. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.